A number of U.S. states have mandatory standardized concussion protocols across all school levels, while Ontario added one in an amendment to its Education Act. More than half of Dr. Sorrell Rosenblatt's patients are in high school, and she's discouraged by the lack of those protocols here.
There's no reason why we should be taking risks when we have something that's so well established and well proven that can do so much with something that is available to us to simply access and implement.
She adds the idea the teen brain heals faster than an adult is false.
They're more at risk at those times. The hit has far-reaching implications for their development at the same time that they're recovering from the injury. So if we alter the trajectory of a normal developmental process, then that is a further challenge to a system that is just trying to correct itself to function in a normal way.
She says BC is behind as both recreational and school sports here deal with concussions in their own way. The Vancouver School Board's athletic directors are meeting this week, working on a standard concussion protocol for the entire district. Simon Drucker, News 1130.